KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
Wow, how is that for timing? It's straight up at 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here on an absolutely beautiful and sunny, gorgeous Laguna Beach day. With us this morning, as we do each and every Friday morning, we are delighted, I tell you, to speak to the president and CEO.
Former.
Oh yes.
Retired.
Oh, we got to talk about that right now. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold with us this morning from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Paula.
Hey, good
former
morning.
President and CEO.
I am. I announced my retirement on Monday. Unfortunately, Aaron, new CEO, my former events and marketing manager, is down pretty sick with COVID. So while I'm retired, I'm still in the office every day starting at 7:30.
You know, it's the life of the newly retired.
Well,
you never actually retire until you're gone for at least a year
I don't think I'm ever going to really retire. There's just so much going on.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about retirement for me. I'm not a retiring type of guy. I don't own golf clubs or a Winnebago.
I'll never actually do nothing.
Right.
There will always be something.
Right. Well, so the very best to Erin. We're hoping that she listens every morning. So we're hoping that she's feeling better.
Yeah, I think she will be in on Monday. It's been 2 weeks, so we're hoping she's feeling better today and will be in the office on Monday.
And the first thing you do when you get COVID is you think, all right, where the hell did I get it? Who gave it to me?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So
apparently her mom and stepdad have it as well. It was their birthday and they all went out together. So I'm
All fingers are pointing to them right now.
Yeah.
All right. You came on the perfect day. Today is actually the 5th year anniversary for Oak.
Yes, it is. And and we are so delighted to have Chef Nick and owner John with us today. Yeah.
John Perello, Nick ships in with us. Christina with the giant camera taking pictures over there. Hey, Christina.
Hey, Christina.
All right. So welcome, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Great. Good. Thanks for having us today.
Thank you and congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you.
5 years as a successful restaurant. That in and of itself is something.
Well, we turned that corner.
Right.
And serving Laguna Beach, having a great time here. The community's been amazing. Nick's brought so much to the restaurant. He's going to kind of maybe give you a couple things of what we've been doing lately.
Right.
But to have us on today and be a part of the community, it's been a great thing, special thing.
All right. Well, I can't imagine anyone who's lived here in the last 5 years not having visited Oak because you've been a part of the taste. You've been a part of the community, not just a restaurant over on the side of the street. You've actually been involved in the community for 5 years.
They engaged themselves, which is such a great opportunity for them as well as us to connect with the community.
Yeah. So,
of course.
So Nick, why the success? And he talked about turning the corner. When did that happen?
Turning the corner. I can't speak to that in broad terms. I think kind of going what she's talking about. You know, we really embedded ourselves in the community, in particular in South Laguna, and we become part of that heartbeat of the city, and it's pretty amazing to see. You know, I'm pretty new down here. I came down here in November, and I've been embraced. The whole Oak community is amazing. The way they treat the customers and the guests and their own employees. John and these guys embraced me and brought me in, and we kind of take that warmth and we deliver it to the guests as well. And it's been successful for 5 years, and that's a testament, you know, to the warmth that they give as an employer and as a restaurant that gives back to the city for sure.
And John, I imagine it did take a little bit to turn the corner. It may have taken at least a year to turn that corner.
Yeah, a couple years. And you know what's interesting about I think Oak is we're in South Laguna,
right?
And you know, it's the hipster district or the eclectic district, and we're not down by the beach where it's sometimes, you know, those restaurants get a little bit more, it's a little touristy or, you know, in sense where the flow, we serve like the local community. We have a very tight group, right?
Yeah. So to your point, John, in the building in which Oak lives, you've got Gina's, which is, definitely our
staple.
Rite of passage.
You've got Heidelberg, which all the locals go to for breakfast.
Yeah,
you have what used to be Sanchigo, which is now Sea Butter upstairs, which is also local. So you are right in with all those local restaurants.
Yeah. And think about what we replaced Ola Mendy's. Ola Mendy's was there 20 something years.
Right.
And I love the I'm a local Southern Californian. I love when folks come in that have been in Laguna Beach their entire life, and they're like, oh, wow, this looks different. And, you know, after 5 years, most locals have all been in there. But we're just kind of, you know, keeping that legacy going.
Right. Here's what I loved when you first opened. Here's what I loved. And Paula will attest to this, that I'm this germaphobe, freakish, weird guy. Before I go eat at a place, I go and I stalk the kitchen. So I'll just go visit, walk around.
Oh,
I'll
so
take
do
a,
I.
I'll, thank you. I'll go peek Nick. In the kitchen and I'll see exactly what's. And that is as first of all, as organized and as clean a kitchen as there is in town.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That's a reflection of your food, too. Yeah. You keep a clean house, you'll have clean plates and clean drinks and clean service.
Right.
It's all connected.
And the menu. What putting the menu together, what are the deciding factors when you put a delicious menu like you have together?
So I came in, and because I am new and I know that there is, you know, this is part of the community and it's been there, I didn't want to completely come in and do an absolute overhaul and shock the system, and I kind of did. it wasn't planned that way, but I just think my menu is based. It's more. I've had it compared to somebody called it culinary potpourri once, which I thought was a great description of it. It's just one world American food, and we try to. You know, I think it's important too with all the competitor restaurants that are, you know, around the area that. You do keep things simple and you do keep things a little bit outside the box. If 1 foot in, 1 foot out, I think is the best way to describe it. It's approachable and it's also, you know, it's not confusing at the same time.
Right. So. Now, you're originally from Texas.
Yes, sir.
And did you, any Texas flavor that you brought with you into this restaurant?
It's funny. We just put a dish on that actually has Texas chili in it. So when I moved to LA, I knew nothing about Mediterranean food or anything, and I got this craving for a Mediterranean food. When I moved out here, I learned a lot about it. So we actually have a hummus dish that has Texas chili in it, and it's exploded into this thing. Yeah, it's weird.
Hummus and Texas chili. Man, that is awesome. for the important question for me, what do you serve with it? Is there bread?
Chunks of fluffy pita bread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Right.
Yeah. You're going to mop it up.
Is there some in the bag you brought me outside?
No, unfortunately, next time for sure.
I think Starbucks is in the bag.
So, John, it took you a couple of years to get in and to get rolling, and then COVID hits. Was there any thought when COVID hit that, oh man, this was nice for a couple of years, but it's over now?
Well, obviously everyone had their challenges with COVID. Our first and foremost was taking care of our internal staff, right? I've got to make sure they got paid, got to make sure that they weren't missing a beat. So we did everything we can to accommodate our staff. And then obviously with the restaurant, we had some shutdowns and we complied to all, you know, the local requirements and the state requirements. Kept it as clean as we could. We did some takeout. That was kind of hit and miss.
Right.
But we just, we rolled with the punches. Always first and foremost, putting the community, putting the internal staff's health, you know, first and foremost. We don't want to create any issues there. And I think at the end of the day, we just kind of weathered that storm just like everyone else did. And we hung in there. I think we retained 85-90% of our staff, which was almost phenomenal.
Right.
You know, a lot of them are in the hospitality business, so they had to kind of find other stuff. We got them all back. We kind of got through it, and you know, we're hoping that there's less hiccups moving forward. But we got to roll with the punches. I mean, we got to continue to just do what's right all the time. Do what's right.
We share one of your staff members here on our staff.
I heard that this morning. I did hear that voice.
Oh my God, she has a great voice. Yeah. So I don't know if you've ever heard her voice. I'm going to give it to you right now. Let's see. All right, here she is.
You'd be surprised how much talent your neighbor has. Spotlighting local music, KXFM at 104.7.
Yeah. Is she serving burgers?
She's working for you, man.
She's working for you. An amazing
just
voice.
Probably for a short
She'll be like on a big radio station. Yes.
Hey, she already is. Wait a minute. What are you saying
right
here? So, minor changes so far to the menu.
A little bit, yeah. Right. We you know, I think it was important, you know, like I said, I didn't want to shock the system, but I did want to express my culinary style without, you know, going too wild and too crazy. So I think it's worked so far. I think initially when you change certain things, there's always, especially in a local place, like, you know, Oak is very, you know, local. So it's there was a little shock here and there, but I'm more of a hospitality guy. I spend an enormous amount of time engaging with customers and being on the floor and talking to guests. And that was a big part of a really important part of the menu changes is being able to be on the floor and talk to customers and engage with them and explain, oh, let's try it this way, or, you know, this is why I did this, or the why I did that. And then I thought it was a softer blow, if you will, for the locals there when we did that. So it's worked.
Right. And yeah. it's again, and the person sitting there appreciates the chef coming out and speaking to
absolutely
them. And
yeah,
you think, okay, well, they actually care about what I'm thinking. And well, may right I give you a suggestion as to what this plate looks like, or what this tastes like?
Of course. Like, yeah, I think it's paramount. It's, and John will tell you too, he'll speak to this. It's the most important part of what we do is the hospitality aspect and engaging with clientele and customers up front and personal and getting to know them. And, you know, we both talked about it before. We want to kind of be the Cheers of, you know, Laguna Beach. You know, everybody knows your name, right?
Right.
So it's kind of the culture that's embraced there. And I did that up in Santa Monica for 12 years. It was a huge market and it worked there. And here I feel it's even more personal because it is a little bit smaller market, and right, it's awesome. I love it.
I
couldn't be more thrilled.
Nick is amazing at the table touches and getting out and meeting the customers. And I think he's being modest. You know, chefs are creative and
right,
they have their own mind and they go off in different directions. And I think he's revamped the menu 70-80%. And he's constantly getting the feedback of the community constantly. If it's a vegan dish, or if it's a hearty dish in the fall, or if it's something lighter in the summer. There's our staples, and we won't let him touch the staples, right, and he doesn't want to touch the staples, but the menu is, and we've had some really, really talented predecessors, but the menu is the best that it's ever been. The food is amazing, mm-hmm, and his creativity, open-mindedness, I'm super pleased, and it's going to be a delight to see what we bring, you know, during the holiday season. It's just right around the corner.
Yeah. Where'd you get your chops? Where did cooking come from?
You know, it's funny. I was a musician. Okay. I was a drummer in a band.
I got a live room right? Come on in.
Yeah. I was a drummer in a band and the whole thing. And I started as a dishwasher while I was not making any money playing music.
Right.
And I just worked my way up through the system, and I started from the bottom and worked my way up all the way to the top. And it was, I think even as a kid, I was always intrigued by recipes. I remember putting like weird ingredients into my mom's chocolate. I'd put Tabasco in chocolate chip cookies. My mom's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, dude, that's how my brain works though. And I parlayed that into a career that's lasted over 25 years. And I came out of LA. I was there for like 18 years, Santa Monica for 12. I was doing a lot of work for Wolfgang Puck and his crew at his catering companies in Spago. And then, here in Laguna.
And without slamming Wolfgang Puck or anything, was that, did it eventually become too formula driven?
No, well, I mean, I was more involved in his catering company, which, okay, yeah, you know, we did the Academy Awards and right, the ESPYs, every award show, a lot of stuff like that. But yeah, but it's still, he's still one of the greatest chefs
great
in the world. He's insanely good and talented. He's such an amazing guy too. He's so down to earth and so nice. And I learned a lot under right his tutelage. He's an amazing guy.
All right,
for sure.
Well said.
Yeah,
yeah. You got a life in politics too. I think that's pretty cool, man.
And,
right,
and we got Nick after Wolfgang. So I love you, Wolfgang.
That is pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah.
That worked out for us.
So you mentioned you were a dishwasher at first.
Yeah.
In your kitchen currently, do you have your eye on a couple of people that could really, really succeed?
That's funny you mentioned that, because we literally hired a guy 72 hours ago, and he's already started training on the line last night because he wanted to do it, and he had showed interest. And I don't waste any time, and I don't want to think about it. I'm like, all right, let's go. You start today. You start training. So we build the kitchen from the bottom up like that. In a lot of for line positions and things like that. It's because, I mean, if you show a real hunger for it, you know, it takes a certain amount of desire and hunger and wherewithal and want to do it. And he was very vocal from like the first day we hired him, and we were like, okay, let's go. So we do that. We water the flower like that a little bit.
Excellent. Between the two of you, I noticed this right brain, left brain thing that just works magnetic. That's a good chemistry to have. And you'd mentioned earlier about taking good care of your employees. A lot of the restaurants in town, after we opened back up, struggled to find people to work for them. You didn't have that problem because you still had a lot of your employees.
We did, and we also got a lot of referrals from our existing employees. And when a lot of the other establishments were struggling, we brought those employees on. So I know a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the business in the community struggled with, you know, getting folks into their operations. I think we've struggled a little less because we constantly try to do the right thing. word of mouth is out there. And in the hospitality, the restaurant business, there's quite a few folks that want to come to work for Oak just because it's, and I hate to dumb it down to, it's a, you know, we're a family and it's a family place, but it is a family.
It is a family place.
That's what we are.
I went over there to meet with John's wife, Tia, and Carolyn and Carmen. Sure. And I felt like I was sitting down to a family dinner and it was a meeting.
Right.
And they were, you know, Nick was sending out, oh, try this. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, we're going to put together these new, oh, by the way, they've put together beach boxes. So if you want to go to the beach or if you want to go to the pageant, you call Oak or you order those online?
You can order them online.
Thank you for that.
And then you just put your order in and you swing by Oak. Grab your to-go picnic box of Oak food, not a sandwich.
I'm putting in an order for on the way home. I'll see you about 3 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a brilliant concept. Yes. Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. How does Tia settle you or how does she ground you?
I guess she reminds me that humility is good. And she does it every Friday and Saturday when she cooks the home meals for everyone. She'll come in and she's an amazing cook, an untrained chef.
Right.
And she'll do family style meals on Friday, family style on Saturday. And albeit that chef and his crew is amazing at what they do, they sometimes want a Sicilian meal or a Mexican meal or whatever. And we do it every single week. I mean, Nick, you probably can attest to it. Folks, they look forward to it. And
I won't lie. I've learned a couple of things.
She's an amazing cook.
She's amazing, and it is kind of a thing. It's like there's always like this little build up to like, oh my God, what's Tia bringing in? And she comes in with all these bags, and you're like, what's in the bags? And then it turns into this whole thing, and it's everybody slams a bunch of really good food. It's and everybody talks and chimes in. It's great. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think that you just nailed it. No matter who you are, you can always learn something from somewhere else, man. Yeah. No matter who, no matter what, and a fantastic chef like you can learn from anywhere
as well.
Of course. Will we be seeing like brownies with Tabasco sauce?
I think I'm past that stage of my culinary journey, but you never know. Okay. You never know.
Paula, tell us about the ribbon cutting.
Oh, okay. So next week, Thursday night, 5:30 at Oak. I'm hearing there's going to be ice sculptures and a little bit of music and a lot of Nick's food and some signature cocktails. So everybody's welcome to come on out. I believe we're pretty. We got a pretty high attendance right now. So if you're coming, let me know.
And thank you for organizing that. Super cool. I mean, we're very excited to do the 5-year anniversary and get the community involved, get the staff involved. A lot of faces that all know each other. So it's going to be a special night.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Well, I've been here forever and I loved when you opened and I love it even more now.
Awesome.
Every day it got better and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
John Perello, Nick Shipps, Tia somewhere out there listening right now, getting ready for the weekend meal. Paula, what else you got coming up?
Well, we have Taste Laguna, October 13th.
And they're a part of it.
And they are a part of it. Yeah, they're one of our sponsor partners. So we're a full in taste all the way.
All right, on. All right. It's great to have you all here. Thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning. It's a Friday. It's 8:19 on the Mornings with Ed Show.